بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Azati Akhtar Sadat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Kal Khun Shahadat Me Lutraya Jisam Unhe Declying. Ab Ishq Me Unki Khatir Ham آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بلا کیا پائیں گے پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بلا کیا پائیں گے آتا ہے مجھے جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے کیوں آہ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں کیوں آہ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے, جائے گی کبھی آہ دل کی بالائے فلک جار شبری, جائے گی کبھی آہ دل کی بالائے فلک جار شبری, یہ درد محبت کے نالے کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے, یہ درد محبت کے نالے کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے, جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب وہ, جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب وہ, پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے, پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے, اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے, بلبل کن تو کر اے نادا پابند سکوت و خاموشی, بلبل کن تو کر اے نادا پابند سکوت و خاموشی, جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا نالے بھی لبوں تک آئیں گے, جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا نالے بھی لبوں تک آئیں گے, تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لتری رہنے دو, تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لتری رہنے دو, کل خون شہادت میں لترایا جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے, کل خون شہادت میں لترایا جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے, اختر کو جو تو نے دولت غم بخشی ہے بفیض پیر ہجا, اختر کو جو تو نے دولت غم
بخشی ہے بفیض پیر ہدا، امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا، اس درد کا درمان پائیں گے، امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا، اس درد کا درمان پائیں گے، اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے، جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے، وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے، تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو، بس خون میں لتری رہنے دو، تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو، بس خون میں لتری رہنے دو، کل خون شہادت میں لترا ہے، جس میں انہیں دکھلائیں گے، کل خون شہادت میں لترا ہے، جس میں انہیں دکھلائیں گے، اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے، جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے، جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے، وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی ونسلم علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، this is the ashar of our dada sheikh Arif Billah Hazrat Abdul Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, nawar Allahu marqadahu. This ashar of Hazrat is not like any other ashar of any other poet. Rather, this ashar of Hazrat Wala are ilhami. Sometimes it would come in the darkness of the night at the time of tahajjud, and it would be divinely inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat is in this ashar is speaking about sacrificing one's heart, crushing one's desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The work of the ears is to listen. The work of the tongue, of the mouth is to speak. The work of the eyes is to see. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a heart, and the work of the heart is to love. And this heart which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to love is only to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes on this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the first condition is to have a very sincere intention. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. That now I will cry tears of blood and I will fully endeavor to gain this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جب دل سے انہی ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے. And after making a sincere intention, when I will run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come running towards me. Like how it comes in a hadith that when a person goes one handspan towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter comes running to that person. When a person thereafter falls in love, he desires to be more and more closer to his beloved. At first, he only sees his beloved. Thereafter, after seeing, he wants to go closer, he wants to speak to his beloved. And thereafter, he wants to be in a physical with his beloved. Like how when it was in the case of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he would go and he would speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Mount Tur. And thereafter Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could not contain it anymore. He said, "Oh Allah, show me, I want to see you, arini anzur ilayk." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied by saying, "Lan tarani, you will never be able to see me." And how can a person see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے. When the sun which is before us every day,
we cannot even see directly eye contact with the sun, then how can a person see the great manifestation, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Phir khaliq alam ka jalwa dunya mein bala kya payenge? How will a person be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why it is mentioned that when a person will be in Jannat, the greatest bounty, the greatest ni'mat which any Jannati will enjoy, it won't be the hurs of Jannat, it won't be the palaces of Jannat, it won't be the gold and silver of Jannat, rather it will be the didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وجوه يوم إذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزا اے زاہد نادا تنز نہ کر. And when I'm in this journey of my love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even in my cries, I'm going through enjoyment. I'm crying, apparently it looks like a person is in grief, a person is in pain, but in this pain of mine, in this crying of mine, I'm going through so much of enjoyment, so much of ecstasy. Like how our Hazrat Wala gives us an example of Shami Kebab, that somebody sees somebody eating Shami Kebab, he sees his nose running, he sees tears coming out from his eyes, and he thinks that Bichara, so he's going through so much of takleef, why he's still eating it? But once you yourself get the taste of it, and you will be eating that Shami Kebab with your friend, there will be three Shami Kebabs on a plate. One will be in your mouth, the second one will be in your hand, and the third one will be in your eyes. And similarly, when it comes to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person, although it seems like a person is going through a lot of difficulty, now a person has to stay at home, he has to make parda, no more intermingling, no more mixing with cousins. But in the sacrifice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know what enjoyment is there in sacrificing and crushing one's heart for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اے زاہد نادا تنز نہ کر. That, oh, naive person, do not criticize me. A person, he sees that, you know, who are these people in a khanka making Allah Allah whole day. But you yourself once come and you get the taste of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sitting in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you realize that the whole people, everyone else is mad. These are the real people who have their direction towards the akhirat. جد عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے. When I have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why won't it make me restless? A person, when he falls in love with anybody else, with a woman, with a haram woman, then a person, he becomes restless. And that too for what? For only for that beauty, apparent beauty, which is very, very temporary. Like how Hazrat Wala says, that kamar jukke misle kamani hui, that a woman, you like her, but tomorrow what will happen? Her back will be bent. Koi dada hua, koi dadi hui. اس کے بالوں پر بھی سفیدی ظاہر ہوئی, کوئی نانا ہوا کوئی نانی ہوئی. We heard from our Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sarayji, Ramad Barakatuhum. He says that once one friend was relating to him that he was in one of the shopping centers, and his friend, one of his colleagues came to him, and his colleagues told him that, you know, I was in my shopping center, and this colleague told me that, you remember when we were in school, in college, then there was this one girl who used to like a lot. He said, yeah, I remember her, she was my dream girl and I wanted to marry her. He said, yes, she is in a shopping mall. And what was the condition? She was on a wheelchair. And she was looking, her hair was like a donkey's tail. And she was looking so ugly. She couldn't even go and relieve herself. Rather, she had to carry a bag with her all the time. So his friend asked that, now do you want to go? And now do you want that woman? He says, no, no, now I see reality. Now, even if she was the last woman on the earth, I still wouldn't go and marry her. This is the reality of dunya. If you want to give your heart only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. کیوں آہ میں کچھ تأثیر نہیں, کیا عشق میں دل میں تیر نہیں, جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں ممبر وہ کیا برسائیں گے. When a person is giving bayan, a person wants to teach the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if you yourself do not have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, you will be speaking from the ممبر, but what will you be dispensing? Like how we have a truck which has petrol on it, but if that truck itself doesn't have petrol, then how will that truck go everywhere else and deliver petrol to the different petrol stations? Jayengi kabhi aahe dil ki balaye falak ta arsh bari. In the pain of mind, nothing is going in vain. When a person, he thinks of his beloved, that beloved of his, she's sleeping, she's not even thinking of him. But Allah Ta'ala says, you think of me first, kuruni azkurkum. You think of me, I am thinking of you. A person, he wants to get contact, a person has certain times, you can contact me this time, you cannot contact me this time. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, contact me any time. At the dead of the night when the whole world is sleeping, come to me that time you have a special connection with me. And that time, if you come, call to me at that time, your cries, your du'as will reach the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will go beyond the heavens. ye dard e mohabbat ke naale kuch rang to apna layenge, and these sacrifices which you are doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will most definitely bring about its fruit. You will see the effort, the end result of it in this world and in the akhirat. جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں کوئی صاحب دو پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں جائیں گے. When that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins illuminating the heart of any person, then there's no need for a person to call, that come, sit for me, sit in my bayan, come to me. Automatically, like how in a night when it's dark and we see there's a lamp or there's some light, then we see all the moths going to that light. Similarly, a person on his own fitrah, he has that love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. So when there is a person who has that love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, automatically people are attracted to him. Bulbul ko tu na kar e nadan, paabande sukoot aur khamoshi. That now when you see a nightingale in a night, and now it is singing very, 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 very nicely, then jab usko chaman yaad aayega, naale bhi labo tak aayenge. When he will remember the garden, meaning when the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people tell them that why are you being so hard? Why can't you agree to disagree? But how can it be when that love of Allah Ta'ala is in a person's heart, then it is the love of Allah Ta'ala, a love of Islam, love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that they are speaking. Tum laaz ko meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein lutri rehne do. Do not give ghusl when I pass away, do not give ghusl to me. Why? Because that sacrifice which I have made, that now my heart is bleeding, that no matter, I had a desire to look, I had a desire to listen to music, I had a desire to do so much of wrong, and now I sacrifice it all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person goes in the battlefield and he becomes shaheed over there. And sometimes a person, he is at his home and he is becoming a shaheed every day at home. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi says, the shaheed who is at home is even more virtuous than a person who goes to the battlefield and he becomes shaheed over there. Because his pain, his martyrdom is once and thereafter it's finished. But this person every single day he is crushing his heart only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kal khoon-e shahadat mein lutra jism unhi dikhayenge. Tomorrow we will go, and when the sahaba radiyallahu anhum will go, and they will say, oh Allah, we brought our broken nose to you. Oh Allah, we broke our broken hands to you. Oh Allah, we sacrificed this for you. Tomorrow, at least we will have this, that oh Allah, I sacrificed and I brought my desires to you. Akhtar ko jo tune dolat te gham bakhshi hai bafayze pire huda. Now Hazrat is giving the prescription as how to gain this ma'rifat of Allah, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Allah ta'ala, he gave me whatever I have, the pain of the love of Allah, only to the blessings of my Shaykh. Umeed hai tujhse bar-e khuda is dard ka darma payenge. And we have hope that by the mercy and the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, that through the company of the pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with this great wealth of his love.